And of course, that's the sound that precedes our news. So first up today, we're back with all the travel news that you can use. And again this week, it's produced and presented by our new team member, Gwen Luscombe.
Tiger Air Australia has recently commenced the only low-cost service between Brisbane and Canberra, offering customers lower-cost travel options on this route. This week is the first one where travellers can choose between three weekly return services between Brisbane and the nation's capital on Tuesday, Thursday and Sundays. The new flights are scheduled for a mid-morning departure from Brisbane and a lunchtime departure from Canberra. And further good news for the ACT, the airline has also added an additional weekly return service between Melbourne and Canberra on Fridays, taking the total number of Tiger Air return services between Melbourne and the ACT from 7 to 8 per week. With 8 weekly return services and 3 from Brisbane, Tiger Air Australia will now be providing close to 4,000 seats weekly through the Canberra Airport, which is a welcome boost for tourism and the local economy. Tiger Air's expansion of its service will provide a direct link to and from Brisbane, combined with the increased services to Melbourne, will mean faster and cheaper access to both cities for travellers. Brisbane is certainly the focus of airlines this week, as the state's premier has also welcomed the introduction of Air China's direct flights from Beijing by Air China on Monday. Gold Coast Tourism was part of the Connecting with Asia consortia that brokered a second deal for Queensland in the past 2 weeks, targeting the increased aviation access for growing Chinese market. The Gold Coast Tourism CEO, Martin Winter, has said that China is by far the region's dominant international visitor market, representing 1/3 of the total international visitors that are coming to the Gold Coast. He's also added that 39% of Chinese visitors who arrive in Brisbane head straight to the Gold Coast once they touch down. And while we're on the topic of air travel, if you've ever had to take a laptop with you when going to airport security, you'll know the hassle all too well of having to remove your laptop or your iPad from your bag. Well, it's all about to change with new scanning technology that's just been given the accreditation from the American Transport Security Administration, otherwise known as the TSA, and it's rumored to drastically cut the time that it will take a passenger to get through security. A number of these scanners have already been purchased and are being trialed by American Airlines, with the hopes that more will be added across the US as well as the UK. Travellers can say hello to Australia's newest public aquarium, which opened this week in Cairns, showcasing the Great Barrier Reef in tropical North Queensland to the world. Developed at a cost of $54 million, the Cairns Aquarium team of 80 staff are looking forward to welcoming the attraction's first visitors, as prepaid annual ticket holders were the first to enjoy the experience with invitation-only access earlier this week before it opened to the public yesterday. The opening of the 7,000-square-meter, three-level Cairns Aquarium and Reef Research Centre is a significant celebration after years of hard work and collaborations spanning hundreds of people from dozens of specialist firms. As well as being the first aquarium built in Australia for 18 years, the Cairns Aquarium is also the only one of its kind in the world to concentrate solely on showcasing the biodiversity of Far North Queensland's region, rainforests and marine life. Adding to the list of firsts, it's also the only attraction of its kind to display a number of critically endangered or rarely seen endemic species, including the emerald tree monitor, freshwater sawfish, painted turtles, ribboned pipefish, and the Oceanarium exhibits highlight, which is a school of scalloped hammerhead sharks. Over 15,000 aquatic animals, fish, plants, and other organisms will be housed within 71 live exhibits of the two-level facility, which is situated in the heart of Cairns. Also inside, there's a dining facility called the Aqualuna, which will feature 70,000-litre floor-to-ceiling under-the-pier-themed marine tank inside the restaurant, while outdoors, there's also a rainforest-themed Daintree deck. The restaurant will also serve as an event space, and the attraction will be open 365 days a year. As Dubai is always announcing something new and exciting, the Floating Venice, which is the world's first underwater luxury resort, will bring a Venetian experience to the Middle East when it opens in Dubai in 2020. The U.S. $680 million floating resort will be located in the World's Islands, which is about 4 kilometers offshore of Dubai, and will feature 414 cabins spread across 4 levels, one of which is underwater, offering views of the coral reef below. Guests will arrive by boat, seaplane, or helicopter only to the main piazza in San Marco, where they can check in the underwater lobby before they travel by gondola to their cabins through the Venetian-style canals. The hotel will also feature an underwater spa, 12 restaurants and bars, and the construction is scheduled to begin in 2018 with completion set for the fourth quarter of 2020. And lastly, if you've ever been struggling with jet lag or you've had to wake up super early to check out of a hotel to catch a flight, or if you simply just can't function until you've had your morning coffee, this might be the perfect solution for you. The new Travelodge Hotel at Sydney Airport, which is opened this week at Mascot, will offer the perfect morning ritual if you're a slow riser with Australia's very first silent checkout service. Launching this month, it allows guests to catch up on their early morning flight without having to utter a word from the moment that they wake up to when they step on their airport shuttle bus. Those who opt in for the silent checkout service will receive a special sensory clock that wakes you to the smell of bacon or brewing coffee. And once you arrive at reception, you can simply gesture to the prearranged poster indicating whether or not you'll be checking out, if you need coffee, or if you'd like to book another night. Of course, for guests who do want to chat, the hotel's team will be more than happy to oblige. And that's all for Travel News this week. I'm Gwen Luscombe.
Thank you, Gwen. That was Gwen Luscombe with all the news that you can use. Now, we've got some more news,
Yes, out of New Zealand, there's been a rupture of the jet fuel line to the Auckland Airport, which is severely disrupting flights going into Auckland Airport.
Okay.
So that's disrupting
flights. So if you can't refuel, you can't land and you can't take off too well.
No.
What are they doing? Are they getting fuel from Australia or?
No, they're actually transporting it by truck from the rest of lower parts of New Zealand.
Yeah.
But so far, Radio New Zealand is reporting that 41 flights have been cancelled.
Wow.
A lot of international flights are having to refuel in Fiji.
Yep.
A lot of Trans-Tasman flights have been affected and some cancelled. And also, of course, a lot of Pacific flights have been cancelled as well.
So school holidays coming up, I would imagine New Zealand could be on a few people's radars. Queenstown, like that, Adrenaline City.
Well, a lot of people go in through Auckland.
Maybe check with your airline. I don't know how it goes if they can't fuel an aircraft. Are you able to claim insurance on they couldn't refuel my aircraft, like the dog ate my homework?
Pretty serious.
It is. All right. Well, that's the news.